until he brushing against his erection. I swallow back a pant and grab the arm of the couch, digging my nails in as Vet pulls my shorts and thong over my ass. Once they're around my thighs and the cool air kisses my bare skin, he waits. "Vet," I whine, begging him not to humiliate me more than he already has.
"Just admiring that pretty ass, mommy."
Then he leans toward me, using his hands to pull my hips up so his lips can brush over my left cheek. Teasing his teeth over my skin, he swirls his tongue over one side before moving to the next and doing the same thing. Goose flesh ripples down my arms. Lark stands and leaves the room, cursing under his breath. I'm distracted by Vet's fingertips, which are dangerously close to discovering how wet I am. Teeth bite into my ass, but not hard, and I gasp, arching my back and rubbing my thighs together.
"Stop,"
Vet demands.
"What did I tell you about that?"
I freeze, remembering what he said in the car the other night.
"I want you to feel every ache. I want your pussy to weep for me, to beg for relief until you have no choice but to admit that you want my knot, as much as I want to throw you over the hood and take you from behind right now."
His knuckles brush over my pussy, barely, the softest of caresses that make my entire body tremble. A deep rumbling fills the room, his approval, desire, his need.
"She's so wet,"
he tells Mac.
"Should we help her a little bit?"
"Yes, please, God, yes."
"No."
I push myself up, pants still around my thighs, and glare at Vet. "No?" He smiles at my indignation.
"No,"
he says again.
"You're not ready yet."
Swinging my gaze to Mac, I raise my eyebrows to say, "Can you believe this motherfucker?"
"Come here, kitten. I'll help you. Mac,"
Vet warns, but Mac rolls his eyes.
"Shut up, brother. You're not stopping me unless you put a knife in my heart."
He issues a challenging glare. Vet concedes, cutting his gaze to mine.
"Go ahead, mommy."
I stand, shucking off my shorts and stepping toward where Mac sits. He leans forward, resting his arms on his knees, devouring me in one look. I stop in front of him and he grabs my thighs, pulling me closer. Resting his chin on my stomach, he looks up at me, the picture of innocence.
"How do you feel right now?"
he asks. I lick my lips. "Like I'm going to rip your head off if you keep torturing me." His chuckle reverberates across my skin.
"Such sweet words."
He kisses my belly button before sitting back and twirling his finger in the air.
"Turn around."
I immediately spin on my heel, glancing over my shoulder to see him inspecting my ass.
"Damn, bro, you got her good. She loved it,"
Vet says. Our gazes collide, and heat flares in the depths of his brown irises. Mac stands, his fully clothed body brushing against my backside. His fingers trail up the backs of my legs, parting my ass as he grabs two handfuls.
"I'm going to lie down, and you're going to sit that pretty pussy on my face."
His teeth grab my earlobe, tugging it before he buries his head in the crook of my neck and takes a long inhale.
"So sweet,"
he murmurs into my hair. He steps back, turning me with his hand and lying on the floor. His tattooed hands reach for my ankles, dragging me forward.
"That's the spot,"
he whispers, staring at my pussy like a man starved.
"Now, take your throne."
I slowly kneel, my cunt mere inches from his lips. Mac's palms run up my thighs, stopping right at my core. "Mac," I rasp, his eyes darken.
"Say it again, kitten."
"Mac."
"Let me taste you, baby."
The soft nickname undoes me. I lower myself onto his face, gasping when his tongue runs up my slit and he hums in approval. The metal of his tongue ring brushes over my clit, smooth and teasing. My body shakes, and I search for something to hold onto, something to keep me from suffocating the alpha.
"Don't worry about him,"
Vet says, kneeling behind me and running his knuckles up my arms.
"Use him, mommy. Fuck his face."
Vet's scruff brushes along my cheek as he wraps his arms around.